I can see some of you have already been infected with the holy mood. I don't know if it's your Vrindavan style or your Dwaraka style. We have a few very nice surprises coming in regards to this, but it remains a secret. So let us. So, Hare Krishna, I will request you now to please, thank you so much, focus a little, and you really will need to give me your best wishes. I have so much in my mind, and I hope I can all bring it into my words. Needless to say, I'm observing the festival. It is really very, very insightful and perhaps also transformative. We started the morning with a guided japa session by Hari Parshad Prabhu, and then had a normal morning program. And then we were really impressed by the thorough and thought-provoking, but also very, I would say, intriguing even. No? Our curiosity was awakened. The class of our Keshava Maharaj, who has come all the way from Vrindavan to be with us. I still can see there's some dust of Vrindavan in his dhoti. So he is very fresh from there. It was a wonderful, Maharaj. Thank you very much. You turn out to become a really professor and teacher of the spiritual science. It's very inspiring. And then this morning we were bathed really in an ocean of nectar by Hari Parshad. Let us remember, he made a very interesting side note. We all note that we are inspired to sing these verses by him in the proper meter. And then often he takes the effort to go bit by bit and also word by word with us through the verses. There's a deep spiritual science behind this. These Sanskrit words carry within them a very deep meaning which becomes manifest or unfolded, if you so wish, if you focus on them. This alludes to a theory called the Spota theory, a theory which we find, as far as I know, I have only found it in with the Sanskrit language, that the meaning of it, as you meditate about these verses or and meaningful words, the meaning explodes in you. You can almost see it like, these explosives at New Year's or Old Year's end and New Year's beginning. There's a rain of colors, and I think that you did very well, and our hearts were very much surprised. Oh, there's so much nectar and taste in this. No, we felt this. So that was there. Then I was not there. I only heard the last few lines. Our Syamananda and his kirtan team were very, very, very nicely presenting bhajans, and I do know that at the moment in that river house, the house by the river, feverish preparations are met, are done to prepare pizza for all of you. So it's quite eventful. In all the different levels of perceptions, we are served a feast today. Now we will go into the holy pastimes, but before this I want to give you a little understanding of how holy was and in some ways is still celebrated in Vrindavan. It is said that if someone plays holy in Vrindavan, Radha and Krishna will fill their lives with the joy of love and the colors of devotion. So you can see that behind these colors which you have on your cheeks, some of you have on your cheeks, there is much more than just the chemical color industry. There is a deeper meaning of love, and you will hopefully, if Krishna is merciful, he will bring it out in this katha. Now, the traditional way is that during this time, people throw colors and spray colored liquids on each other. And these liquids are made from the following, I think, 8 substances. Let us see. There's saffron in it. There's a white-scented powder known as choba. And then there's a black powder called agatsa. You remember Krishna told to Madhu Mangal when he saw his face and his dhoti was drenched with these colors. You look like a Shiva Lingam, you know, who has been bathed in various substances. This black powder is supposed to make you blind with love. And then there's sandalwood paste called chandan, vermilion, this is slightly reddish, like kumkum, it's like a color that jumps into your eyes. And there is a pink colored powder called gulal. And in this way, there are also the teshu flower is used. Nowadays, mostly what is used when they use traditional colors is this gulal. It is a very pinkish and so on. Now, there are also 4 other ways in which the holy is celebrated, not just by throwing or spraying color on each other, but there is the first one is Latma Holi, where the ladies playfully strike their elder brothers-in-laws with wooden sticks. And usually these elder brothers-in-laws, elder brother-in-law, yes, they have like shields, like the European knights of old times. Then there's a practice which is taking place in Vashana, where the people throw ladus on each other, sometimes jumping and throwing and catching it with the mouth. I can imagine our Mathurana taking part in this. And a third type of holi is played in Gokula called Chadimar Holi. It is when the mothers touch their sons with thin sticks and use a little playful movement also there. And then a fourth type of holi that can go quite wild is when the sisters-in-law playfully attack their brothers-in-law with wet shutters which are drenched in colors, and it goes a boom and zoom and boom and boom so on. All these different types were traditionally played on 8 days at 8 various parts in Braj, now the Brijbasis are so enthused about Holi that they celebrate for 40 days. if you are a conventional dhoti or zari lover, the 40 days are dangerous. The first day Holi is played in Vashana, this Laduma Holi, you remember? Throwing sweets at each other. How sweet! Nothing is wasted, you know. And the second day of Holi is Latama Holi. That's when the ladies take their sticks and beat playfully, and sometimes maybe they have a grudge. I don't know, nowadays it's not so playfully. And it is known that during these sometimes quite intense plays, Radha and Krishna appear there. So if anyone is hurt, this can only happen with the Latma Holi, you know, when they take the sticks, boom, boom, and say something is coming here and the wrist is slightly breaking, you know, no problem. Then what is done is, you take the dust from where this happened, knowing well that Radha and Krishna were there, and you smear the dust on whatever place you are hurt, and it is healed. And Röntgen measurements show it. Interesting results. I was once sick, and when I saw there was no other hope for me, I got some dust from Vashana and I smeared it. I don't know if it was a placebo, that means I believed so strongly in it, but I know it healed me. So Radha and Krishna are somehow there. And in this way, the third day, there's a small version of Latma Holi in Nandagaon. Then the fourth day, Holi is done in the town of Vrindavan, which is with colors and syringes. The fifth day, Holi is played while playing small sticks. That happens in Gokula. The sixth day of Holi is the burning of Holika. I didn't tell you about Holika. She is the sister of Hiranyakashipu, and she was an evil witch with magical skills. She could inflame her body at will. She could sit
and go like
whoop, and fire would burst out of her navel and out of various other parts. So when Hiranyakashipu saw that his son Prahlad could not be killed, not even harmed by his vicious attacks, he said to Holika, you take him, you are his auntie, you take him on your lap, and when he sits and there and you have pacified him, you just burst into flame and you burn him. Speak of child abuse, that's the verses, you know. To first gain the face of Prahlad and then burn him to ashes. So Holika did this. She brought him on the lap and talked sweet words, and all of a sudden she showed her vicious nature and tried to burn him. But since Prahlad was so much protected by the Lord, the evil flames or the malicious flames reflected from his body like light from a mirror and burned Holika. By the way, there is a village in Vrindavan where this pastime is still celebrated. On the day of Holi, a huge fire is incinerated. It's a fire, let us say, what do you call it? Bonfire, which is, the wood is as high as a house, double story house, and then the fire is burning, and then Vanishinga Pujari, while chanting the names of the Lord in his mala, will just walk through this fire. Mind you, he has to climb up this huge pile of woods which is burning, and then he has to come on the top, and then he has to come down again. It is, I have seen photos of this. I was not present. Also, it's too exciting for an old man to be present for this. But I have seen various photos, and in one year, this pujari had lost his japamala while he was climbing so severely up the pile of wood. When he came down, he had no mala in his hand. Now, it took a few days for the huge fire to calm down, and then they sifted through the ashes, and they found the japa mala unharmed. It was fully intact. So you can see in Holi there is something which we could call, it's more than the human dimension, more than the human reality going on. Yes. So that's the burning of Holika. Then the seventh day of Holi is played in all the other villages and forests of Vrindavan. It's everywhere. They hide and throw colors. And the eighth day of Holi is played with these wet chatters, remember, in a village called Dauji, the village of Balaram. This is about, this is how they celebrate Holi. And as we heard, they are really telling us, the Brij Basis, during this time, Radha and Krishna become manifest, and because they do like this so much. So I want to now start my katha. I need to do a few more things. But it's not in my notes. I remember. Namo Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare
Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare
Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur kidnaps his audience a few times in his work Vrindavan Mahimamrita and brings them to Vrindavan. I would like to do that also so that the katha can be relished more. Leave behind the material world. Enter into the great glory of Brahman. There's light all over. See within this the effulgent realm of Vaikuntha, endowed with great variety. Go higher and higher still. We may have to remind the parents that we have something for the children arranged. And wander into the excellent abode, the most radiant Vrindavan, if somehow that is your desire. Remember in your heart the wealth of Vrindavan. Incomprehensible to even Shiva and Brahma. A mine of great wealth, of intoxicating most brilliant rasa, most bewildering and astonishing even to Radha and Krishna. Please say, O Vrindavan, the intense beauty of your forest is supreme. The sweetness of your blissful qualities is constantly glorified. Yeah, I will now say along. O Vrindavan, if I already know that a million lifetimes are insignificant compared to you, why do I not give up these insignificant material pleasures, considering them like blades of grass? But I will become fearless by placing the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna as they are manifested in their ever youthful pastimes on my head, and this will make me determined and fearless enough
to move on.
Jayati Jaya Brindaranyam Etan Murare, sings Sanatan Goswami. oh glories to Sri Vrindavan, which is gloriously exalted as the most dearmost residence of Sri Murari, who loves to live here even more than in the lotus hearts of the saints or in Sri Vaikuntha Dham. Krishna likes more to stay in Vrindavan. Here, in his eternal pastimes, he personally tends all the cows, and playing the sweetest melodies on his flute, gives pleasure to the gopis by increasing their love for pastimes of rasa. So now we should be ready to hear about this. So we have heard that when the two messengers of Krishna returned, everything changed. Who were the two messengers? Correct. Subal said, "My dear Lord, I really don't think we should let the gopis get away with this. They have offended two messengers from you, showing their superior strengths. If we let this grow, we will soon be out of Vrindavan." And Madhumangal took another perspective. He said, "Krishna, they are not so bad. There was a queue of gopis that honored me and each gave me a Manohara Ladu and played unprecedented music. Let us go to them, but let us plunder their wealth, not drive them out." So when Krishna heard these two friends, one was encouraging him for Veera Ras, the other for Madhurya Ras, Krishna took action. And the way Krishna takes action, my dear devotees, is he plays his flute. He plays his flutes to indicate how the cows should move. He plays his flute when he wants the Yamuna to become still and firm so that his cows can walk over the Yamuna. He plays his flute if he wants to bewilder Ananta Shesha, Brahma and Shiva. He plays his flute to do many things through music. So flute music. Shukadev Goswami tells us about the flute song of Krishna. He says how the gopis heard Krishna as a flute. Shri Gopya Uvacha Vama Bahu Krita Vama Kapalo Valgita Bru Adara Pita Venom. Says when Mukunda vibrates his flute he has placed to his lips, he stops the holes with his tender fingers. He rests his left cheek on his left arm, you know, like this, and he makes his eyebrows dance. At this time, the demigoddess traveling in the sky with her husband Sisita has become amazed. As those ladies listen, they are embarrassed to find their minds yielding to the pursuit of lusty desires for the company of Krishna. And in their distress, they are unaware that the belts of their garments are losing. So this is all attractive Krishna. He makes people who listen to his flute helpless so that they search for him. In this world, The flute song of Krishna is manifested as a sacred Om which pervades every nook and corner. Let us chant. Stay a long time with the M, no? About 45% of the sound is deep in it. To the Lord, the flute sound manifests even more detailed sounds, which is the Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare. Worship the sound. As they enter deeper and deeper into the sound vibration, will notice the irresistible attractive power the Lord has invested in his flute song, or the various manifestations of his flute songs in this world, either the sacred Om or even on a more rasa filled level, the Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna mantra. So this flute sound came like a wave, and it entered Radha's ears. When you tickle a child, then the child will all of a sudden throw up his arms and go and manifest all kinds of sounds. Tickling here is a stimulant. The flute sound serves Krishna as a stimulant, an udipan, that brings out very, very desirable reactions, especially in Srimati Radharani's ear. She became stunned and dizzy. Her hair stood on end. Tears came forward, and her face became first yellow, was golden, then it became yellow, and then pale. Vishakha stood on her right side and gave her support. Srimati Radharani placed her arm on Vishakha's shoulder. There was perspiration all over her body, and she leaned her head on the shoulder of Vishakha. Vrinda Devi now knew she had to do some seva, otherwise if before the battle the main players faint, then it's out. So she kept Radharani from fainting, but also the gopis reacted. Their hair opened up and their blouses loosened. In general, when the gopis hear the sound of Krishna's flute, they lose their shyness, which is an obstacle between in romantic affairs. They don't think any longer of their duties to their husbands, their fathers, their children. They just rush to Krishna. They become absolutely neutral to all the injunctions of the Shastras, that, for instance, an unmarried girl should not meet a boy of handsome qualities in the midst of the night in the forest, and so on. Forget. And they became highly motivated for loving pastimes. In the meantime, the Sakas prepared their attack. When they heard Krishna's flute, they also took all their flutes out and started to get into the groove. They, with great smiles and laughter, they played their flutes. They took some veena-like instruments and other wind instruments, and then they brought the big war drum. Those of you who have visited Radha Gokulananda Mandir have seen this huge, huge drum. It looks like a cooking pot from the Woodstock Festival of Indrajumna Maharaj, so big. and it's called a berry drum. Say,
berry.
Yeah, which is so large that 8 Sakas, friends of Krishna, are necessary to play it with their sticks. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and it goes all over Braj. It's really loud. I talked to Krishna Murari. It takes a good Vrijbasi truck to transport that drum. They bring this to Vashana, the Nanda Gaon boys, bring it to Vashana, and in Pilipukur they park this drum, and then they go boom, 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 and then the gopis who are on the up there in the Latlilal Mandir, they know, oh, okay, it gets serious. This is the challenge. The war drum sounds. It gets so loud that everyone knows. Now, the beginning of holy has happened. But there is a problem. Krishna had played his flute. So Lalita became very excited, and she ran over to Radha. Hey, Radhe! Why are you getting bewildered right now? This is not the moment when you should faint. You must be absolutely alert. All your energy should be focused. Look at the Sakas. They are singing ho ho. How much pride is in Lalita's heart when she says this. And then Lalita continues, they really think they can win this war. But don't worry, by the strength of your lotus feet, we will crush them all, and we will also make the son of Nanda fall at your lotus feet. Remember this benediction of Lalita. So this is not the moment for fainting. Instead, I suggest the following strategy. Let us use every bit of our energy to enter their troop, go to the heart or the center of that army and defeat it there, and then spread our victory from there. Today, Radha will conquer Krishna. And all the Sakis take their sticks and go, yes, 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 today Radha will will win. Then, when as soon as the Sakas will hear the sound of your ankle bells, Radha, all their pride will disappear. And when Krishna hears the sound of your ankle bells, his flute will fall to the ground. His crown will first slip from his head, then it will fall into the dust. Usually this is a sign of defeat. Then he will lose his pitambara, and if the sound of your ankle bell continues, he will lose his dhoti. At this time, he will forget all his sakas, all the cows, and he has no other chance than to surrender to you. My dear devotees, today Hari Parshad informed us Vrindavan in holy times means there must be abusive words, There must be instruments, musical, flute, and so on. There must be instruments for spraying. There must be sticks. There must be attacks and counterattacks. And there must be, well, he said three things, but we can add a few more to the list. There must be sweet singing, or as Schumit would say, sweet singing. This is very important. Otherwise, where is Vrindavan in the holy time? Then in Radharani, the Vira Rasa comes. Those who are knowing about Rasa know that there are some rasas which are incompatible, but the Vira or heroic rasa is very compatible with the Madhurya Rasa. In the Madhurya Rasa, there will be heroic activities of love displayed. So they take huge plates full of colored powders. They are bigger than this plate. They arm their bodies with bells. I'm thinking of the Berlin Police, you know, they have these bells and they have these mean things like tear gas and whatever. The gopis have also these bells which they put on, but they fill them with colors. Some have pots of liquid colors on their head, and others via quivers, you know, these things you put on the back, filled with balls of fragrant colors and flowers. And all the beautiful gopis are now eager to fight in this battle of love and bang the ground with their flower sticks. It's a lot. They bring it, bang it all together, and this banging is heard on the camps of the Sakha. They hear this banging. My dear devotees, I once saw this pastime enacted according to the prescription of Narottamdas Thakur in Jayagopal, help me, in the town in Manipur, Imphal, yeah. There was these really thousands of most beautiful dressed gopis. They have these big skirts, and you know, when it came to the part, when they were banging their beats, you know, if 1,000 people do this, it really is clear, and this will be a serious love battle. But the gopis practice their skills as they move as an army towards the Sakhas. The sound gets louder and louder. They reach into their flower, into their bells, and they throw the colors. So when Krishna and the Sakhas see the gopis coming, they hear this unnerving sound. and the whole sky is filled with an array of colors. Yellow, pink, green, black makes you blind with love, and everything. This whole army is led by whom? Srimati Radharani. Yes, she has come out of her fainting spell and is now in the Vira Rasa, the heroic mood. As she advances, she twirls a blue lotus in her hand, showing Krishna, I will make you twirl around, just like I do with this gopi, with this lotus movement. Now, as the attack is mounting, there is a cuckoo which goes, cuckoo, 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 and Radha takes it as a, what is it called? Cuckoo, as a cue. And she begins her attack like Krishna began his. She starts to sing. All the gopis join her in singing. And then they show Krishna and his sakas, their pitcheries, their syringes. They make attractive hand movements, eye movements, gestures. Vrinda dances, Chitra plays the veena, Sudevi sings, Vrinda plays the medanga. And moves to the rhythm. At this time, Subal watches Krishna and sees how Krishna is becoming dizzy upon seeing Radharani advancing. And he says, "Oh, Shyama Sundar, every time you see Radha, you keep on asking me, who is she? As if you see her for the first time. I don't find it surprising because this is true love. Please, Shyama, control yourself now and don't become unconscious." And Krishna, who is fully in love, smiles and answers, "Hey Saka, you don't know. This is my Radha who is coming. She's an ocean of good qualities. No one can even come close to her. She is increasing her qualities moment by moment. For me, she is both a rasayana, a medicine that is sweet and healthy, and a kalpa vriksha tree that fulfills all my desires. I forget all other gopis. When I hear the name of Radha, I forget even you, Subal. And the cows in the forest, I forget them also. Everyone tells me that I attract the entire universe, but in front of Radha, it's all different. I am known as Madan Mohan, but she is known as Madan Mohan Mohini." So, before we get into the action, my dear devotees, because you will see some very, very loving pastimes, we need to understand Radha from our perspectives here in the world. If you only hear about Radha and Krishna from the perspective of the eternally liberated souls, you might not relate to them in the proper way. You must hear about Radha and Krishna from the perspective of us here in the world. And I cannot find any better entry into Radha's secrets than Prabhupada's very famous lecture. Prabhupada says, "Radharani is Hari Priya," please say,
"Hari Priya,"
"very dear to Krishna." Yes, I just thought of Hari Priya. So if we approach Krishna through Radharani, through the mercy of Radharani, then it becomes very easy. If Radharani recommends that this devotee is very nice, then Krishna immediately accepts, however fool I may be, because it is recommended by Radharani. Krishna accepts. Therefore, in Vrindavan, you will find all the devotees. They are chanting more Radharani's name than Krishna's. Wherever you go, you will find the devotees addressing Jai Radhe. You will find still in Vrindavan, they are glorifying Radharani. They are more interested worshipping Radharani, because however fallen I may be, if some way or other I can please Radharani, then it is very easy for me to understand Krishna. I may be the most fallen rascal, But if I try to reach Krishna through Radharani, then my business is successful. Therefore, we should worship Radharani first. That is our business. Instead of offering one flower to Krishna, just put it in the hands of Radharani. My dear Mother Radharani, if you kindly take this flower and offer it to Krishna. Then Radha says, oh, you have brought a flower for Krishna? Yeah, this is, it continues for quite some time. So, Krishna continues to speak. He becomes dizzy and he needs something to lean on. And at that time, just look at the land of Vrindavan. The Vrindavan as a land is now also excited for the holy pastime. A tamal tree shoots out of the ground. And Krishna, who is also a tamal Krishna, blackish Krishna, takes support from the tamal tree and leans against the tamal tree. This means a lot, but Madhu Mangal, who sees Krishna's ecstatic condition, says, don't worry, I see you're dizzy because you're afraid of the gopis who have eyes like lotuses. I see that you have lost your flute. I see that you have lost your cloth. I see that you have forgotten who you are. And I've seen that you have forgotten your friends. But take courage. I'm a brick brahmana. I will fight on your side. So at this moment, the gopis start. They throw colors all over the sky. And Radha, seeing Krishna's condition, takes a flower ball, tips it into a bowl of chandan, sandalwood, and takes her head back. That time Krishna sees her beauty and throws it right on the chest, and the flower ball explodes on Krishna's chest and drenches him all over with saffron colors. And the saffron colors, they are smelling very sweet because a certain fragrance clings to the flower ball. What fragrance? Radharani's hand. Like a proud elephant, intoxicated with mada, it's like it makes an elephant drunken. Krishna then takes red kumkum and rubs it all over Radha's face. These colors, red, indicates the color of the topmost love. And Krishna forgets himself in smearing this over Radharani's face. So Radharani makes a paint expression, although she is not painted. She is extremely pleased. And at that moment, she takes her lotus hand and hits Syam in the face. Boom. In Braj, this is called a gulcha. Gulcha means it's a loving hit. Ping. And if you ever get a loving hit from a Brijbasi, you know you are accepted in the culture of Braj. I still remember there was this great devotee, Madan Mohan Brijbasi, who we once had a Bhagavati had one of her famous leelas, and many Brijbasis used to come and intend these leelas, which were done in the Braj style. And Madan Mohan Brijbasi, who is a singer, was singing live during the leela. So one devotee, Sri Radhika, who was, you know, going by the plan of the leela, now this, now this, now this, said, "You must stop now. they need to talk now. Madame Mohan was in ecstasy and no question of stopping. And again, after 5 minutes, stop. And at that time, Madame Mohan just took his hand and gave her a gulcha. And Shirarika told me that this was the success of her life. Because they have accepted you. They have broken out of our fragile ego culture, where we are also insecure, and also it gets worse and worse. You know, people don't talk to each other any longer. They say only the word nice. How nice you are. How nice it is. How nice. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You are the greatest. You are the best. Conversation gets reduced because the ego has become so fragile and insecure. And Braj, a gulcha is very, very, very good. So then Vrinda Devi steps in and says, we need to stop here. Krishna has broken the rules. He is so strong, but not loving at all. He has stepped forward and he has put with great force the color into Radha's eyes, and our Radha is pained. Now Krishna has no choice. He must accept the punishment of Radha. So Krishna gets an ecstasy because he will get a second gulcha now. What is the punishment? Yes, Radha will color your eyes with kajal. So Radha signals to Sudevi. Sudevi takes her pot of kajal and brings it. Krishna stands there and Radha takes his chin with his left hand. Then she takes her left hand and pulls Krishna towards him. And with trembling hands, she puts the kajal. But not just right on the eye, but around the eye. And she smudges Krishna's face totally, who looks really like a ghost afterwards. And while this is going on, she takes in the beauty of his eyes and holds them to the heart. Everyone is so happy because you must know the whole idea of holy is the meeting of Radha and Krishna. You have not forgotten. It is not like here in this world, a fight for superiority. It is, there are total different rules in there. And at this moment, the Sakis, in order to enhance the joy, bring forth various instruments, wind instruments like the flute and the shanai, rhythm instruments which they hit with a hand or a stick, then string instruments, so on. And all these instruments are conscious, and because the Sakis are sometimes stunned and don't know how to keep the rhythm and the ragas intact, the instruments play on their own. It's a beautiful Braj concert. Then the Sakis get up, their feet begin to dance. You know, in Braj, usually this is how the dancing starts. First the feet, then the knees, then the waist, then the upper body, then the mouth, then the eyes, then the eyebrows, and then everything dances, the gestures, the hands, and so on. They wave their arm, and so on. The Sakas begin to see that the Sakis are winning through their music, the entire battle of holy. Everything is music, music, music. And they become very, very afraid, and they all shout, "Ho, ho, hori! Ho, ho, hori! Ho, ho, hori! Ho, ho, hori! Ho, ho, hori!" Yes. And then they start to dance without rhyme and rhythm. And then they dress in totally anti-traditional ways. They do the exact opposite of what is graceful and beautiful. They sing whatever they want. Some of them dress as women. Yes, this is also there. It must come from somewhere. Others dress as ghosts with very unusual costumes and fancy dress, and still others are dressed like yogis but don't behave like yogis. And they come to support Krishna using the element of shock and tremor. And you must know that the Sakas will never do anything romantic with the gopis. That's not the idea. There is also no attraction like we know in this world. They all have attraction to one person only, Krishna. You know everything. Yes. Then they also bring their sticks, but Radha takes their sticks up. Their sticks made from flowers, and so do the gopis. And then they get down on Shyama and the Sakas, and they beat them so intolerably intensely that finally the gopas, and Krishna are forced to run away with the gopas following behind. At this moment, the whole of Vrindavan explodes in laughter. Krishna, the Lord of the universe, the Mahavishnu, in Vrindavan is beaten with flower sticks, and he has to admit defeat and run away. At this time, the birds announce, "Radha Rani ki!" And Vishakha goes around and says, "Today Radha has gone victory." Each of the Sakhi has 8 servants, and they all spread out, run after the Sakas until they are disappeared in a dust cloud. The birds announce in Vrindavan, "Everyone listen, be careful. In this land, Radha is the queen. Krishna has absolutely no influence." And all shout, "Nikunyeshwari Shrimati Radha Rani ki jai. Vishabhanu Nandini Radha Rani ki
jai."
Before you hear, we have only 5 more minutes. I request you to understand that in Vrindavan everything is reverse. Loss is the highest victory, and victory is the highest loss. It's different than here. Loss means to submit in love to the other. Carrying Srimati Radharani and her glories in his heart, Krishna tells his army, "You are disbanded, we lost." In a mock show of moroseness, Krishna addresses his friends, "My dear friends, please forgive my offenses. I could not lead you in this battle. Now, where I lost my kingdom, I request you to leave me. I'm a defeated king, oh brothers. No one should associate with me any longer." Now I need to take shelter in Parabrahman, the highest Brahman. And he goes into a kutir. He sits down in a lotus position. He calls meditatively the moon into his heart. Then the sun. Then the fire, as it is done in meditation. And in this light, he sees only one person. Who? Sri Radha. But Srimati Radharani is not happy. The holy Leela cannot end like this. She's sitting there. Oh no, my beloved has run away. Now Vrindavan is no longer a place for me to be. He's insulted. Our victory is our greatest loss. So tomorrow, it can't stay like this, I know. It won't stay like this, but tomorrow we will hear how it will develop. For now, I request you one moment to chant after me. Bhajami Radham Aravinda Netram. Bhajami Radham Aravinda Netram. Smarami Radham Madhura Smitasyam.
Smarami Radham
Madhura Smitasyam. Vadami Radham Karuna Bharadram.
Vadami Radham Karuna Bharadram.
Tato Mamanyastiga Tina Kvapi. Tato Tina Kvapi. Bhajami Radham. I worship Radharani. Aravinda Netram, who is eyes like the lotus flower. Smarami Radham, I remember Srimati Radharani, who has a very sweet smile. I worship Radha, whose mercy is super excellent and great. Tatoma manyasti gatir na kvapi. Indeed, for me, there is no other goal. This is a famous verse of Raghunath Das Goswami, which appears in his collection of verses that come in this Vishakananda this is a long name, I forgot.
Vishakananda Vidastotram.
And it is chanted, or it is sung and meditated upon those who are interested in the divine leelas. One of these four literatures. Vishaka
Ananda
Abhida Stotram. Vishaka Ananda Abhida Stotram. Yes, my dear devotees, this is another world. Our world is a very poor translation of that world with many, many fatal mistakes, you know. There is bliss in that world, we translate it as misery, that is total surrender to the pleasure of Radha and Krishna. And the greatest misery in that world we consider our victory, that is victory like here. And to come close to this world, my dear devotees, some of us may need to engage in therapeutic hearing. Yes, so many of the concepts are just so different from what we know in this world. But by listening to the verses of these acharyas, something will rub off in our heart and we will become attracted. I remember when I first started with this book, Sri Vrindavan Mahimamrita, The Glories of Vrindavan, I would only be able to read 3 verses and then I would have to put it to the side. It was not even Madhurya Rasa, it was just the overflowing sweetness. But I only knew the Rolling Stones, you know, and other things, had no attraction to this. But as I engaged in the chanting and visited Vrindavan and served in Vrindavan in various ways, preaching, sweeping, serving bridge passes, you know, all these, and preaching. Yes, something changed, and that what was tasted as bitter became the most sweet thing in the world. Now I'm trying to present this, and I do know that some appreciate very much, but for others it's an overdose. You know, they need to put their head in the bucket of cold water to come back into this world. But every journey starts with the first step. And I'm very grateful that you come and that you are there and hearing it. I've learned I will need to put a few Hamburg jokes maybe in there to help you relate. Hamburg, they make very stark and sarcastic jokes, you know, so it. Yes, it is very, very nice. So what we will do now is we will engage in another therapy. Today you can see on the altar there has been an intense battle of colors, and it has not stopped yet. The supply seems to be unending. The green and the red. And we have decided to go the middle way in this holy thing, nothing wild. We have offered the colors where today all these colors which we will now distribute to you were on the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. And as we will engage in kirtan, we request you to come forward. We thought men on this side. Yeah. Oh, here is Gaurahari. He knows everything. And then we will do kirtan as we continue. But thank you very much. And Shrimati Radharani ki. Vajami radham aravinda netram. Vajami radham aravinda netram. Smarami radham. No, first comes something else. Yeah. I'm sorry. My mind is a little forgetful. Yeah. Once again. Vajami radham aravinda netram.
Vajami radham aravinda netram. Radham Madhurasmitasyam.
Smarami Radham Madhurasmitasyam.
Vadami Radham Karunabharatram. Vadami Radham Karunabharatram. Tato mamanyasti gatirna kvapi. Tato mamanyasti gatirna kvapi. As we are going to the altar, please emphasize with Krishna. He is sitting in blissful absorption in the forest of Vrindavan. It's the greatest day for him to accept public defeat at the lotus feet of Radharani. And he's now meditating, and some very amazing Leela will now unfold, but that is for tomorrow.